Of all the jewels in our great nation's crown, you won't find many that gleam brighter than Oxford. And I don't say that because of the stunning buildings or the city's rich cultural and academic history. You know all that already. How about we shelve the boring, official stuff and focus on what it meant to me, the idiot you're listening to now? Why not let's take a walk in my footsteps? Stroll down Logic Lane, it's actually called that, where my parents parked the Skoda and dropped me off on day one of uni. And Mother cried while Father muttered things about setting off home before the traffic got too bad. Spend an hour in the gorgeous Taylorian, where I bluffed and slept my way through my weekly seminars, before popping to Olive's for an egg baguette. Take a look round the Bridge nightclub, where I spent an hour every Thursday queuing up to go in and dance awkwardly on the spot and generally pretend to be someone I wasn't. Enjoy a moonlit walk across Port Meadow, where I once declared my love to a girl I still think about every day, even though she's now set her Facebook profile to hidden. Sink a cold pint of shandy in the King's Arms, where I went to play darts on my own when I should have been revising for my finals. Or, why not do literally none of these things and use the city to make your own, rather more successful story? Because if I loved it that much while being a loser, imagine what you could do with the place. Oxford. So magical you'll waste the best years of your life and immediately want to do it all over again.